fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Telegraph across the western United States found many obstacles in their way. Not only the forces of nature, hostile Indians and outlaws, but also honest men and women who refused to face the new day of progress. The masked rider of the plains was the only ally on whom they could depend, and it was his vision of the future that finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Antelope Valley. There's going to be trouble. Come on, Silver. Away!
Old Jared Danbury owned a ranch that stretched straight across Antelope Valley. In spite of the fact that Antelope Valley was the most direct route between Carson City and the West, Jared forced travelers to go the long way around. He would let nobody use his property for a thoroughfare. So when young Bill Slater, field engineer in charge of stringing up the new telegraph line, heard riders approaching, he knew what to expect.
Run for cover! It's Danbury and his hired hands. Drop your colors and fix gun for Taylor.
I say shoot it out with
him. I'm giving you orders here under cover.
Rain up. Hold your horses,
never mind firing off your guns, and I'll fire it down.
We don't like to have guns firing at us, mister.
They wasn't fired at you, just in the air. My name's Danbury, Jared Danbury.
That's what I thought.
Who's in charge here?
You're speaking to him. Slater's the name.
Well, Slater, another 10 feet and you'll be on my property. I own the Antelope Valley Spread. I already sent word into town. No newfangled telegraph wire poles touch my land, savvy? I told you, gents, to keep your distance.
The telegraph wire's got to go through, Mr. Danbury.
Then sling it around my land. If I was to have to go around, why shouldn't you?
The United States government gave us the right to put up this telegraph the shortest way. You can't fight the government.
I own this spread. It's mine to do with as I like. And in this particular case, I don't like the telegraph. Set foot on my land, and you and your men get bullets.
My orders are not to get in trouble with anyone, Mr. Danbury.
Then stay off. Stay off and there'll be no trouble.
Oh, what's wrong? I heard shooting.
It's nothing, Mary Bell. I just wanted to make certain these hombres know where to head in.
Miss, all we want to do
never is mind get... talking to my daughter, Slater. I nor any of my kinfolk want any part of you.
Now, Paul, aren't you being silly? The telegraph's a good thing.
Mary Bell, you hush. Slater, you going to heed my warning?
I reckon we'll stay off, Mr. Danbury. But only long enough to get an order from the government. Even if it takes a regiment of soldiers, we'll string a wire across your land. That's my final word.
Keno. And here's my final word. Make one move to string up your wire, and by gravy, you'll get strung up yourself. Now get out.
I got Carson City, Slater. They say that...
I know what they said. I can read Morse code, Henshaw. So, we wait until I get a court order giving us the permission we need.
We could beat Danbury easy in a gunfight. We got more men.
No gunfighting. This has got to be legal. You'll
have to go to Carson City yourself?
Yeah, that's what they said over the wire.
There you go now?
Yeah, no sense wasting time. Come along and help me saddle my horse. We'll bring a canteen.
Right. You got your gun?
Gun and grub. You'll find the canteen back in the tent. Hey, steady, boy. Let me hoist the saddle on you.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I can cinch it up, thanks. My horse is quieter than usual. Won't take two to handle him this time. You get me that water, huh?
Okay.
What does that
word
mean, Mr. Slater?
What in blit? Oh, why, Miss Danbury, man. You been standing here long?
A few minutes.
No wonder my horse didn't act up. I reckon you got a way of gentling lots of things. I wish you could gentle your father.
What did that word mean, Mr. Slater?
Hmm?
The man who just left, he said, okay.
Oh, you mean Henshaw. Okay is a telegraph word, Mrs. Maribel. To men working the telegraph, it means, all right, everything's understood, and so on.
Oh, something like Kino.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You're going somewhere?
Yeah, Carson City. I got to put in a complaint. Get a court order to go through your father's land.
Paul's often stubborn.
Yeah, so's the United States government.
Paul means well, but sometimes he gets so cantankerous he reaches for his gun before he thinks. You won't let the men you leave behind start any shooting, will you?
No, ma'am. They got strict orders to stand pat till I get back. If all this gets settled up, would you...
Yes. What is it, Mr. Slater?
Would you have any objection if I rode up some evening to talk with you?
Well, I reckon I'd look forward to it.
Miss Maribel.
I'm feeling like dizzy.
Miss Maribel, you fell right out of your saddle. You?
I'm all right, I think.
Here's your canteen of water, Slater. I'll bring it to land. You go,
Slater. Open that canteen. Here, Miss Maribel. Take a sip. Feel better?
Fine now. You'll just help me into the saddle.
I'll do more than that. I'll see you get home safely. Up you go.
You can't, Mr. Slater. My father catches you on the ranch.
The least I can do is take you home. Your father won't stop me shooting about that.
Yes, steady, boy.
But don't you...
No argument. I want to make certain you're all safe and sound before I head for Carson City. Oh, and Henshaw, don't you forget... Don't take matters into your own hands. I want no gunfighting.
All right.
Well, come along, man. We'll take it easy.
The moon's up, Tonto. Watch for the telegraph line.
You think maybe trouble?
Even before we left Carson City 2 days ago, we heard that the telegraph line was surveyed to go through Antelope Valley.
Rancher Danbury, him own that section.
So Missouri told us. Missouri said that Danbury would put up a fight before he let his land be crossed. That might mean shooting, Toto.
We near Antelope Valley already.
From what I hear, Danbury is an honest man, but he's used to the old free and easy days. He isn't used to law and order.
Their wire now. See it yonder?
Yes, yeah, telegraph wire. Shines in the moonlight. Danbury's ranch must be just ahead, Kemosabe.
Who you talk to first?
Danbury. We can see the telegraph through later, but he's the stumbling block. Perhaps we can persuade him to go on...
What matter?
Rain up. Horse is crossing our trail. A man and a girl.
I've tried to make
Horsey
how wrong he is about the telegraph line, Mr. Slater.
I'm sorry, Miss Maribel, but I reckon a court order is the only way.
You still insist on seeing me home?
Yes, ma'am. And I promise not to get in the future straight for your father doing the
papers.
You're going to the Danbury Ranch.
Danbury, her father.
And the telegraph man with her. We better trail after them, Kemosabe. Make sure of your guns.
Get him up, Scout.
Not too fast, Silver.
Let me help you down.
Maribel, that's you?
Yes, Paul.
I didn't know you'd been out riding.
Sorry, Paul. I went out alone. Came out near fainting, and this gentleman was good enough to show me home.
Faint? Maribel, did you forget your medicine?
Yes, I did.
You know, the last time the doc came out from Carson City, he said for you to take that every day. Now, don't fail.
I won't, Paul, but that medicine's silly. It
saves really... your life. Now, no arguing. Get inside and take it. And you, mister, I want to thank you for...
I see you recognize
me. Well, I'll be dogged. You, Maribel, out of the way.
Paul.
I warned you to stay off my spread.
I'm leaving right now. Only came on your daughter's account.
Paul, why don't you give up this foolishness? Bill's on his way to Carson City. You get a court order to put the telegraph through. You can't...
Daughter, you hush up. So it's Bill, is it?
Goodbye, Miss Maribel.
Not goodbye so easy, mister. On top of everything else, you get friendly with my daughter. I warned you before. Now you're back.
Reach for your shooting iron.
Denby,
if you won't, I will. I'm drawing, Slater.
Oh! Leave that girl on the ground, Denver.
Who are you?
The masked man. Oh, are you hurt?
He shot the gun out of my hand.
Mister, I'm obliged to you and the Indians.
Save your thanks, Slater. On your horse and travel. Danbury's hired hands are coming from the bunkhouse.
Well, they sure are. Adios, Miss Maribel.
Good riddance to bad rubbish. I suggest you do likewise, masked man. Maribel, now you see what kind of company that Slater hombre keeps? An Indian and a masked outlaw.
I don't think they're outlaws. And as for Bill, I...
Bill, is it? All right, I'll show you. If he can go to Carson City, so can I. I'll follow him there. And I'll stop him from getting a court order, too.
He must have men come pretty soon now. Better we go, huh?
Yes, Toto. Goodbye, Miss Danbury.
Adios.
Goodbye, Danbury. Don't be foolish.
I'll show you who's foolish. Mary! Yeah. Chandler! Saddle your horse. I'm riding for Carson City.
Riding? They can't catch
us.
Wait here, Kemosabe.
This is the trail to Carson City, Tonto. I want to see if Danbury means what he said.
About going to Carson City?
That's what he meant to do.
Maybe girl change his mind.
I don't think much can change Danbury's mind, Tonto. He's got a muley streak in him all the way.
Somebody come.
So we can see from here.
That's Danbury.
Heading for Carson City. Well, that settled it.
Now, what you mean?
You stay here, Kemosabe. Keep your eye on Miss Danbury and the telegraph crew.
And me, Savvy.
There may be trouble here. Danbury must have left orders with his hands to keep the telegraph line off his ranch. But with Slater gone, the telegraph men may become impatient at doing nothing.
That's right.
They may take matters into their own hands and force their way on Danbury's land.
He watch all the time. But trouble not all in one place. Maybe Danbury meets Slater on trail.
You watch the situation here. I'm heading for Carson City. If Slater and Danbury meet, I'll be there. Adios, Kemosabe. Come on, Silver.
A couple days more travel, horse, and we'll be in Carson City. It sure beats me on worry, old crabapple like Danbury. I have a daughter as sweet as Marybelle. She's the nicest girl.
Hey!
Looks like we get company. Oh, boy.
Bring it up there. I don't want to powwow with you. I got some hard riding to catch up with you, Slater.
No, I Danbury, I'm getting good and tired of your ways. I got business to tend to.
So have I. Unfinished business.
I'm on my way to Carson City.
And I'm here to stop you.
Well, I'll be... Are you still aiming to use guns to settle this?
That's the way I'm built.
Well, doggone, they got courts of law to settle scrapes like this. Besides, I don't want to fight you.
No, Yella, huh?
Yella? You calling me a coward?
To your face.
That settles it. All right, then. We're alone beside this cottonwood. Don't any time you so desire. There's a limit to what a man can stand.
Shoot me down to the ground. Is your gun loaded?
It's loaded.
Keno, then reach for it.
No, you don't. There'll be no gunplay.
Well, I'll see you again. Yes, man, you sure turn up, don't you?
I rode ahead of Danbury. I knew you'd meet around here.
Still protecting Slater, huh?
Danbury, I called you foolish once, and it still goes. I'm protecting you.
I got my gun for that.
You're not using your gun, neither one of you. Because I'm riding with you.
Huh?
Yes, all the way to Carson City and all the way back if necessary. There may be trouble back at Antelope Valley, but there'll be no trouble here. This is one argument the law is going to settle. Now, shall we go ahead?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. While the Lone Ranger rode to Carson City with Danbury and Slater to prevent them from taking the law into their own hands, Tonto stayed near Antelope Valley, keeping his eye on the ranch and telegraph crew. He saw Jared Danbury's daughter often, and one afternoon...
Hi!
Howdy, Tonto.
You ride out this way plenty much.
I like to ride.
It's a long time for Slater to get back from Carson City.
Why should I be interested in him?
You not fool, Tonto.
Well, I guess it's pretty hard to fool you. You know what's going on at the ranch, and you know what's going on at the telegraph camp.
Well, Tonto, do what Matt's friend tell him.
The ranch hands are all right. How about the telegraph crew?
Tonto, not so sure.
You're not?
They not doing nothing. Just wait. They not like to wait.
You reckon they may boil over?
Maybe so.
Slater could handle them.
But Slater, him gone.
Well, it shouldn't be so long now before he gets back. Paul won't dare oppose a court order.
Miss Danbury.
Yes?
You tell Tonto about medicine. You'll not forget today.
Tonto, I declare you watch over me like a hawk.
Well,
see, I brought the medicine and a spoon with me in a saddlebag. I'm supposed to take it around 3 in the afternoon. Just around that now. Of course, I'm certain that medicine isn't as important as Paul thinks it is. But I do, Marie.
You take medicine.
That's what I'm doing. I'm pouring a spoonful.
Oh, you got medicine.
Never mind that medicine. What's the shooting?
You got more medicine?
Never mind it, I tell you.
All right, come quick. We see what's shooting all about.
Get up, boy.
Get him up, scout.
The ranch hands and those telegraph men.
We make them stop.
Burley, Chandler, stop shooting. Get back across the ranch line.
You don't shoot. Nobody shoot. Stop shooting. Hold your fire. You'll hit the girl.
What's the meaning of this?
For Miss Maribel, your father told us to keep those armies off the ranch.
Ma'am, you gone loco. You cut right in between us. Why, you and the engine might have caught a bullet.
At least you stopped shooting.
Yeah, but I'll say this. We're getting all fired impatient. The next time those zombies start target practice, we'll forget our orders. We'll go further in and take that ranch by force.
Stop it. Stop this minute. Billy, take the ranch hands back. There's plenty of work for him to do.
You know, Miss Maribel. All right, boys, I reckon this brush is over. Back to work.
What's your name?
My name's Henshaw, miss. Slater left me in charge.
Then see you keep the peace.
I'm trying to. Only my boys are getting kind of edgy. They want to get that telegraph line through.
You won't get it by Friday.
Well, I don't know. That's one way.
You stay here. Something happened plenty quick.
Now, don't get your dander up, Injun. All right, men. Back to the tents. We'll try and keep ourselves in hand till the boss gets back. But we ain't promising. Get up there. Come on.
Get up there.
Well, at least nobody's hurt.
Well, not this time.
You think there may be another time?
No, Tonto, not like this. Better they get back from Carson City soon.
If you keep an eye on those telegraph men, I'll keep Paul's hands and give him a real talking to.
And good idea.
Maybe that way we can keep things quiet.
Maybe so. You come out tomorrow to the place where we talk, huh?
Yes, Tonto. I'll be there tomorrow.
That's good. Now you go and take medicine.
Medicine? But I filled the bottle.
Then you take other bottle.
But I... Well, anyway, don't worry. I'll be riding out to see you tomorrow, same as usual. Adios.
Adios. Scout. Me not like this. Something wrong. Me not sure what, but something plenty wrong.
Tonto's guess was right. Something was very wrong. For the next afternoon, as Tonto waited, instead of the girl, he saw a man approaching at a fast gallop.
Injun! Hey, Injun!
Scout, that foreman from ranch.
Get him up.
Follow Tom!
What matter? Where girl?
Injun, she sent me for you. She says you know something about doctor.
Oh, Tonto know a little.
Then you better come pronto. Miss Maribel's sick.
Huh? Why'd she not take medicine?
Because she has no more medicine. That bottle she spilled was the only one she had.
Oh, that's plenty bad. Come, we go fast.
Get him up. Out.
Oh, I never thought that medicine was so important. I guess I was wrong.
Oh, you must talk. Tonto, see.
Oh, I thought Paul was just putting it on him. When he told me the doctor said I had to take it half a single day.
Oh, you must talk. You lie quiet.
I was awful sick a while back, and the doctor said I had to take this medicine for 6 months, maybe. A little less each day.
Tonto know that by now. Now you lie quiet. Not try to move or talk.
I had to tell you.
You tell me at all.
Well, how is she, Injun?
Oh, her bad. Where, doctor?
Huh?
Her need medicine, Tonto. Where, doctor?
There's nothing you can do.
Me help some, but not much. That's special medicine. Tonto not got that medicine.
Oh, then she's done for. The doctor's all the way over to Carson City.
Huh?
Yeah, and that's the nearest. Not another doctor any closer. We couldn't ride there and back in time.
No. You get Cook. Me tell him how make Indian medicine. Maybe help for a little while. Then you and me write for help.
Right. I told you. Near
Tonto here. You hurry.
But Indian, where are we going?
Tonto got plan. Maybe it work. We go see telegraph man.
Tonto.
Dad read it, Mash Man. You got no call to keep me here outside of Carson City while that young whippersnapper goes in. I'm practically a prisoner.
He's gone to Quincy about that order.
An order to trespass on my land.
The government wants to.
Government nothing. Order or no order, I'm stopping anybody from going through.
We'll see about that.
We sure will. Well, here he comes now. From the way he's riding, it looks as if he got what he's after.
I'm not so sure, Danbury. He's riding too hard for that.
Danbury! Mash Man!
What is it? There's trouble?
Danbury, I just came from the telegraph station.
Maribel, your daughter.
My daughter, what do you mean?
She's sick, bad sick. She dropped that bottle of medicine.
Dropped about. Great Hornto, she's got to have that medicine. Without it, she... wait a second there. What kind of longbow store are you handing out? We're more than 100 miles from my ranch. How could you know?
Didn't you hear him, Danbury? He's telling the truth. He got that message over the telegraph line. Tonto must have sent it.
That's right, Mass Man.
My daughter, no medicine. What can we do?
Later.
Yeah?
Perhaps I can make it.
Yes, Danbury. This man is the Lone Ranger. That's the message the Indian sent.
The Lone Ranger?
We'll have to pick up the medicine first.
It's Doc Cartwright, mister. He lived on the edge of town.
I stopped off there already on the way out. He's mixing that medicine right now. It'll be ready time we get there.
Then let's go. Come on, Silver.
Get up there, boy. Come on, get up.
That's his place.
There's a doctor right out in front.
Here's the medicine. Here it is.
Give it to me.
Good luck, man.
Come on, Silver. Come on, old boy.
Danbury, who in blazes is that masked man? He took the bottle out of my hand without even slowing down. I thought you wanted that medicine.
Maribel does, doctor. But the Lone Ranger can get it there faster than anybody else.
The Lone Ranger? I got my horse saddled. Just in case your girl needs more than that medicine, I'd better tag after it.
Doc, here. Will that medicine save us, at least till we get there?
It's the same medicine, son.
And that man's got a fast horse. He ought to make it, don't you think?
I wish I could encourage you, son. It's a long way. I never seen the horse yet could do it fast enough.
But that white horse, Doc, look at him travel. He's got to make it.
Yeah? He sure is traveling. Still, I don't want to trouble you none, Danbury. But can he keep going at that speed? That's the question. Can he keep going?
Onward across the plains flashed the great horse, his silver-shod hooves pounding the prairie as the Lone Ranger urged him forward.
It's a long way, Silver. We've got to keep going at full speed. The girl needs help. She needs it soon.
No whip, no spur was needed, not for Silver. The white stallion's mane whipped as he raced faster than the wind, and the voice of his master was spur enough. A clarion voice ringing like a bugle call in Silver's ears.
It's the girl's life against time, Silver. Cover the ground, old fella. Faster, Silver, faster.
On and on from Carson City toward the ranch in the distant valley. On and on, a cloud of dust swirling toward the horizon behind the shining hoof. Hour after hour, on and on and on.
Well, Silver, away!
I tell the Indian, if she goes, Antelope Valley Ranch won't be the same. Won't be the same without her.
It's almost noon already. It's
almost 24 hours since we sent that message. Those telegraph men are fixing to move in anyways. But there's not one of us who'll have the gumption to stop them. Not if Miss Maribel don't pull through.
Don't try everything.
You've done your best, Injun.
Girl needing medicine. That all.
The boys are sitting around out on the porch, just hoping and praying. Jared Danbury's daughter. Well, we worship the ground she walked on. And now...
It's not too late.
Oh, but it will be soon. Poor Jared. He has a temper like a catamount, but he loves his daughter. Injun, you hear anything? Sounds like a horse.
That's Silver.
The boy's here, too. They're getting up. They're beginning to look off to the east there. Injun.
That's Silver.
Grady is the stallion. Boys, that's him. He's coming.
Hi. Hi, Kimosabe. Hi, Silver.
Come on, time.
You bring medicine?
Right here, Tonto. What about the girl?
You bring medicine. Girl be all right now. Girl be all right. Tell you soon.
Yes, man, you and that horse made the greatest ride that ever was. You hear that, Jay?
Yeah.
Injun says Miss Maribel's going to be all right. Yes, sir. Now let them telegraph men try to cross the Antelope Valley spread. Just let them try.
Yonder. It's the masked man. He got here.
Yes, and he got here long ahead of us. Because there's your daughter right beside him. Danbury, that medicine was all she needed.
I see her, Doc. I see her.
Oh.
Maribel, you're all right. You're all better.
Maribel, I'm so glad to see you.
like he used to be.
The masked man hit me, take great ride with the medicine.
The masked man. You and the engine done me a service I can never repay. Never.
Tullo and I are going, Danbury, but you can repay that service.
Whatever it is, just name it.
Respect the law. Slater, did you get that order from the court allowing you to go through Danbury's ranch?
Why, I'm doggone it. I clean forgot to pick it up. I forgot all about it. I was so worried about Miss Maybell.
Slater, I want to tell you something. You don't need that court order.
Huh?
I can see now that I was stupid and stubborn and cantankerous. I can see I was in the wrong, and I'm sorry. The masked man saved my girl. But so did your telegraph. The telegraph got the message through. We'd never known she was sick otherwise. Yes, sir, Slater. Bring on your men. String up that telegraph wire. By gravy, I'll help you do it myself.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.